你现在收听的是葡萄树传媒天开了 He is supernatural。 欢迎大家来到天开了 He is supernatural。 我是主持人红梅。最近呢，五月份的时候，有一个对公是叫马都纳多的美国的事工来到香港，做了2场2天的超自然的特会。他们一个团队有70多个人，其中呢，我们真的很感恩，在神的带领下呢，我们去酒店访问了一个叫 Share 的姊妹。我们围绕了一些的问题，比如说是问她什么是超自然，如何与神的超自然联系上，然后呢，怎么样可以把这个超自然活出来。我们还问了一些其他的问题，比如说方言祷告的效果是怎么样的。还有呢，有些基督徒都说使徒、医治、先知、神迹奇事已经不再存在了。我们访问的是问他的看法是怎么样的。以下呢，我们就围绕这些的问题跟雪做了一个简单的访问，下边大家来听一下我们的访问。
So, Share, can I ask you a question? Like, what is a supernatural to you? 我现在正在问呢 Share, 一个问题，就是说对于他来说这个超自然是什么意思呢？
To me, the supernatural is connecting with God and having him change our lives. We have no control over.
Share 的意思就是说呢，对于他来说这个超自然呢，就是怎么样与神联系上，而且呢，我们不是自己去呢控制自己的生命，而是他来掌控我们自己的生命。
Yes, and you know, when we connect with our Heavenly Father, that's where that supernatural comes from. We seek Him out. When Jesus walked this earth, basically, you know, He reached out to the sick and loved on them.And change their lives, basically.
就是说呢，这个超自然呢，就是神亲自来呢，与我们呢，一起去让人好像是在世上有些人他是有病的。耶稣也是去到地上的不同的地方去医治那些有病的人。
You know, as he did that and spoke the word of God, the truth of God, people would follow him.And especially when they would see those supernatural encounters that he did when he walked the earth, you know, 2,000 years ago.
2,000多年以前，当耶稣行走在地上的时候呢，很多人就看到耶稣在地上做了很多神迹奇事。那些人都喜欢呢，是跟随着耶稣。
And you know, Jesus lives today where he is alive, you know, any other sort of religion that...people follow.
Yes.
Idols, any of that, they're, it's not alive. It's a dead religion.
因为耶稣来是医治释放人得自由，跟其他的宗教是不同的。因为其他的宗教好像就像一个偶像似的，去拜偶像，没有生命的。但是耶稣是给予人有一个生命，有一个复活大能的生命。
We need to connect with God to get that supernatural because... I don't have the supernatural powers.
Right.
No one down here has it, only from Jesus Christ that works through us. And he gets all the glory.
Yes,
That's where it comes from. God gives all the glory.
Yeah.
Jesus will heal through us, but we thank God because it's the Father that has allowed it to happen, that we can be healed and set free.
神是透过人去做他的超自然的工作。去展示他自己是怎么样一个神，他是一个荣耀大能的神。所以呢，那个焦点也是回到去耶稣，所有能够做这个超自然的不是我们自己，神把这个超自然能力呢透过人去行出来。
Here's a few things that I would continue doing through those tough times and even when I'm not having a difficult time is one is constant prayerWhether it's just speaking in your language or you can speak in tongues. If you speak in tongues 1 hour a day, the power will come much, much quicker.
就是呢，怎么样去更加的重生那你拿能力呢？其中一个呢，他常常都会做的，当他面对是大的问题，或者是呢没有什么大问题的时候，第一个呢就是祷告，他每天都用1个小时呢去祷告。 而且是方言的祷告。每一天他都用一个小时呢方言去祷告，寻求神给他的力量，还有呢神的旨意。
And I would say number two is reading the word and having an intimate relationship and getting to know who God is.
第二点呢就是要去读圣经，读神的话语呢，去建立一个跟神的关系，去认识神是一个怎么样的神。
When we do read his word,
当我们真的去读他的话语的时候，
God will reveal things to us.
神将会呢把他自己展示启示给我们知道。
In our minds,
透过我们的思想。
And he will interrupt our speaking or thought process.
他呢将会呢进入我们的思想的时候呢，他会呢就是影响我们怎么样去想一件东西。
So that's how you can identify that it is coming from Our Heavenly Father.
然后呢，你就会呢认知究竟我现在想的东西是不是出于我们天上的阿爸父的。
And I would say the third thing is taking actions on what we know with the with our Father and the intimacy that we have with Him.
第三点呢，就是说我们要怎么样去以行动去进入与神。那个亲密的关系，就是以行动去建立亲密的关系。
So you know that's basically the three things that I would say with following through with supernatural and helping connect with God.
基本上呢，这三点就是我可以呢给大家分享，怎么样去透过这三样的东西呢，与神的超自然联系上，然后呢活出来。Some people say, "Oh, you speak in tongues." You don't understand in your mind, right? So, what does it really mean to you? And what's the difference after praying for 1 hour? Why 1 hour? How about just praying for 5 minutes? What's the difference?
The difference basically is, you know, when you're speaking for a small moment, 5 minutes or even 10 minutes, something like that, it's.Not really bringing the realm of God into your life.
Okay. 我刚才就问 Shell 了，就说，哎，你说你用每一天用一个小时去方言祷告，这是什么意思啊？有什么大的分别呢？就说你方言祷告是5分钟的时间，一个小时的时间，还有你用的方言祷告的时候，你的生命产生了什么样的变化？他刚才就说了，其实呢，5分钟的方言的祷告不够的。
And in the atmosphere that you're in,
你用五分钟的方言的祷告，你进入的属灵气氛是就是不实在的。
Yes, when you speak longer, like an hour, you could speak 2 hours, and you can speak throughout the day.
就是当你呢，就是方言祷告呢超过一个小时呢，很容易就进入2个小时，然后很容易呢，整天随时都用方言去祷告。
What's going to happen is you're going to have that intimacy with God.
最终呢，那个结果产生就是你将会建立一个与神的亲密关系。
So he will constantly be right there in tune with you.
他常常呢就会来，就是与你同在，一起呢去同工。
So you know that's basically the difference between the two sort of things. And speaking in tongues.
基本上这个就是五分钟跟一个小时或者一天的那个用方言祷告的分别。
We do not know what we're saying.
当我们用方言祷告的时候，我们的脑子不会明白我们在说什么东西。
But either does Satan.
就算呢仇敌撒旦他也不会懂的。
And this speaking in tongues is God's language.
因为用方言祷告呢是属于神的自己的语言。
And the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵呢
Helps us,
帮助我们
speaks to God,
帮助我们跟神去沟通
of what He wants to hear from us.
我们所发出的语言就是呢，合乎神的心意。他究竟想我们做的是什么事情？为这些事情祷告。
So that's basically, you know, speaking in tongues of the length and what it means.
基本上这个就是意思说，用方言祷告是什么意思？再加上。这个就是五分钟跟一个小时或者是2个小时不同的长度的分别了。
If you'd like to know how to speak in tongues,
要是你想知道怎么样去讲方言的话呢？
Because it's not always easy, you're saying, what should I do?
因为呢，不是常常是容易说我应该怎么样去做的。
All you have to start doing is,
你只需要做的很简单，就是
praying to God to reveal on how to speak to Him.
就是呢，求告神，就说你去展示我应该怎么样呢，才能够用方言去祷告。
In the Holy Spirit living in us,
大家都知道圣灵住在我们里边
will reveal to us how to speak in tongues.
他将会展示给我们知道呢，怎么样呢，可以呢用方言去祷告。
You will want to raise your hands to Him because you're surrendering to Him.
你呢将会很容易就说举起你的手，就表示一个姿态，你完全的降服在他身上。
And start murmuring.
你就只是开口呢，慢慢的去，在那里呢喃喃自语这样的，动你的嘴唇。
Yes, with your mouth and the Holy Spirit will start taking over, and that's all it takes to speak in tongues.
当你呢真正的去动你的嘴唇的时候，慢慢的在这里讲啊，这样呢，慢慢来了，慢慢的就是圣灵就会充满你，你就会讲到方言的了。Oh, okay, it sounds really interesting, It sounds is not that difficult. 其实听上去很有趣，听上去不难的。
project into your hands. We thank you, Father, that you have trusted us thus far. And I pray, Father God, you'll continue to trust us, Lord Jesus. I pray that, Lord, Father, that you truly hear our heart. That we love you. That we do.
So, Cheryl, I want to ask you, do you still believe these days there are apostles, prophets, signs and wonders, healings, this kind of thing? Because some people don't really believe it. 当今这个时期，你还相信有使徒、先知、神迹奇事、医治，你相信吗？因为当今很多人都说他们不信有这些东西。
Absolutely. There are signs and wonders and miracles.
当然是有那神迹奇事呢。
Being involved in King Jesus ministries, I've seen many healings.
我在这个君王耶稣的事工里边，我看到很多的事情都是与这些呢有关系的。
Yes, healings, miracles, people's lives just being changed.
我看到呢，就是有医治、神迹奇事，还有呢人的生命呢得到转化。
Not only.Have I seen them? It's happened to me myself.
不单只是我右眼看到呢，在人的身上发生，而且呢，也是发生在我自己的生命上。
Not only have I seen and heard them with the testimonies, I have my own testimonies of healings and deliverance within myself. So,
不单只我观测到呢，在其他的人身上有呢医治呢或者释放，但是这些医治和释放呢，灵里边释放的自由也发生在我自己的生命上。
So that, you know, that's basically, you know, people can, and this is where it comes in prayer, reading the Bible, knowing the truth of God.
所以这些呢也是跟刚才我提过呢，就是你要呢方言祷告啊，然后呢看神的话语啊，就是读圣经啊，还有就是以行动去展示神的大能的一部分。这个超自然是不是任何一个地方都能够发生的呢？就是 can be anywhere happen the
yes,
supernatural.
Absolutely, absolutely. Not just within the church, not with just King Jesus ministry. God is with us at all times. And He is even before we're saved. And he knows.
就说甚至乎呢，我们还没有得救的时候呢，神的超自然工作一直没有停止过，一直都是正在发生的，所以无处不在的他的超自然的工作。In some traditional church, because they don't believe, like we just mentioned, speaking in tongues and signs and wonders, this kind of thing, maybe some people never experience supernatural. Can I say that? Or they don't even believe Holy Spirit. 我就问Shed 就说，可能在一些传统的教会，有些人可能从来没有经历过超自然。那些人很多都不相信圣灵的工作的。Do you have anything you want to share about this point?
You know, I would say that people that haven't experienced it yet, we all have the opportunity to experience it. And most people try to live within their own means.
他就说呢，我们很多人可能没有经历的。但是不一定他们不将会经历到的，有时候呢可能有些人尝试用自己的方法。
It's very hard to surrender ourselves to have someone else lead us.
有时候呢很难的，就是说把自己降服在别人的带领之下。
We may not know where we're going or what we're going to do next.
我们可能不知道呢我们下一步要去哪里做什么东西。
When we have Jesus Christ in our souls.
当我们呢在我们的灵魂里边有了耶稣基督的时候。
But God knows where he's taking us.
但是神知道他带领我们进入哪一个方向。
And we need to trust him because he wants the best for us.
我们需要呢去相信他，因为呢相信他给我们的是最好的。
And so when we can have the faith to follow him and let him take us where he wants us.
就是说当我们有信心呢，允许呢圣灵去呢掌权带领我们的时候呢，就是能够呢经历这个超自然的。 Okay, so basically, regardless of whether you're from traditional church or Holy Spirit filled church, as long like what you said, we just focus and follow Jesus. We have faith in him, right? We still be able to experience supernatural. Even traditional church, some people don't believe. Doesn't mean everybody doesn't believe, right? So some people, I do believe they still receive healing. They experience miracles, that kind of thing, right? This is what you try to say, right?
Yes.
其实无论那个人是不是来自一个传统教会，无论他是怎么样，要是他在神里边有信心的话呢，我们相信呢医治也是会发生在他的身上的，因为他对神有这个信心。当他对神有信心的时候呢，我们都相信神迹呢也是会呢发生在他们身上的。不是说所有的来自传统教会的人他们都不相信这些神迹奇事，不相信医治这样的意思。
And basically I'm trying to encourage people to go and step out in faith no matter what people say, because God will heal whatever happens around them.
所以呢基本上呢我想鼓励大家听众们呢，就说不要管世界上或者是你身边的人怎么样去看你，去怎么样跟你说什么的，最重要的你们要凭信心走出去。我就鼓励你们踏出那个信心的一步。
When I was a young Christian,
当我呢 and I, 是一个年轻的基督徒的时候
and I see it now with young Christians,
我在看现在的年轻人的基督徒
of people will say what will they think of me?
那些人可能就说呢，其他的人怎么样看我想我啊
？If I follow Christ fully and let Him run my life，
要是我真的就是让基督去掌权，掌管我的生命，我全部的主权都给了他了，他们会怎么样看我呢
？Basically, step out in faith and follow Christ without caring what anyone else would say or think about you.
基本上呢我们呢要呢把这个信心放在主耶稣那里呢，就是走出去踏出那个信心的一步，不要呢管其他的人怎么样想你怎么样说关于你是一个怎么样怎么样的人。 OK, Shed, maybe We're about to finish this program. Maybe you can pray for us. Share, 我们差不多要完了这个节目，你为大家祷告好不好？
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
Come and let, show us your truth.
带领我们进入你的真理。
Come and allow Jesus to fill us with the Holy Spirit.
让呢，就是耶稣他的圣灵来充满我们。
To do your will in this world.
在这个世界上，我们所做的是你合乎你的旨意。
We want the heavenly realm to come to earth.
我们愿这个天国要临到地上。
Please give us Christ's love in our hearts.
感谢主，你给我们呢，就是一个呢，有你的心肠的爱的。
To where we can go out and reach souls.
让我们呢，可以呢，就是去到世界上的时候，把你的爱带进去。
For your kingdom.
为你的国度的缘故。
We know the end times are coming, Lord.
我们知道呢，这个呢，是末世的时候。
We know that there is a separation.
我们知道将会有一个分离
from the good and the evil.
我们将会分开这个好与坏的
and we will win as many souls as we can.
我们将要呢争取时间去赢取更多的灵魂
to come and glorify you and live in heaven with you.
我们呢将会呢把荣耀归回你，然后呢我们与你在天国里边同住
and we know that you will take care of us.
我们知道你将会呢照顾好我们
And you will cover us with the blood of Jesus.
你呢将会用你的宝血来呢覆盖我们
Thank you for your glory.
感谢你的荣耀主
Your grace.
你的恩典
Your love.
你的爱
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名字
We pray.
你这样祷告 Amen.
若我逃到哪里去你都看顾，不论我犯了什么错，你接纳我，你擦去我眼泪，跌倒你扶持我，我的生命因着你恩典完全，不论我要往哪里去，你都同行。无论我无助或软弱，你不离弃，你擦去我眼泪，跌倒你扶持我，我的生命因着你恩典完全，你是我天父供应我。你是我的拯救，你慈爱拥抱我，环绕我，永远不离开我，天父我敬拜你，天父我敬拜你，无论我逃到哪里去，你都看顾。无论我犯了什么错，你接纳我，你擦去我眼泪，跌倒你扶持我，我的生命因着你恩典完全。无论我要往哪里去，你都同行。无论我无或软弱，你不离弃，你擦去扶持我，因着你恩典完全，你是我天父供应我，你是我的拯救，你慈爱拥抱我，环绕 救，你慈爱拥抱我，环绕我，永远不离开我，天父我敬拜你。
现在收听的是葡萄树传媒 mymedia.org。